Hey, good Erev Shabbos, my friends. This is the day after, and I mentioned yesterday we're just throwing a little bonus word of Torah and inspiration, and then this chat, either on Motzei Shabbat or maybe on Sunday, will turn back to standing with Israel, but it'll contain more and more Torah to get you guys and everyone ready for Sukkot and the other Chagim, Simchas Torah, Shemini Atzeres, and other beautiful ideas of Torah that we'll continue to learn with each other. But the day after, I talk about consistency. Because consistency is where it's all at. All of our goals and aspirations and everything we said we would do on Yom Kippur comes down to being consistent. And I have this beautiful debate that I mentioned in the chapter, which was also mentioned on day 13, if you remember. What is the most important verse in the whole Torah? And I shared back then three responses, including Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi's suggestion, Esakeves Achat Aseh B'Boker, the Esakeves Hashinit Aseh Ben Harbayim, shall offer one lamb in the morning, another lamb in the afternoon, referring to the daily offering in the temple. Very bland, uninspiring, but then we developed the idea of consistency, the value of sticking with something every day, and we talked about how it's not always so exciting to do the same thing every day, but how that's precisely the way we develop and we grow ourselves. And of course, we have this in the gym, and we have this on the physical level, but certainly on the spiritual level. So it's about doing something every day. And it could be, of course, davening, praying, or starting your day, you know, by saying the Brachot HaShachar, the morning blessings, lighting Shabbat candles, coming to services on Shabbat, visiting people in the hospital, giving tzedakah, whatever it is you choose, consistency is the key. That's what creates muscle memory and combats the sluggishness that inevitably sets in and keeps us from achieving our goals. And I mentioned the story from the Talmud of a poor person, a rich person, a wicked person who all come to heaven. And each was asked why they didn't study Torah. And the poor man said, well, he was struggling to earn a living. He had no time to study Torah. And the rich man defended himself by saying that his business, he has so many responsibilities with his business that's drawing him away. And then the wicked person said that he was very handsome and he was constantly overcome by physical temptation. So when the heavenly tribunal was giving answers and was giving each person examples of even wealthier, poorer, and more handsome people who still managed to find time to study Torah. And now that the high holidays are over, and it's very easy to go back to business as usual, there'll always be some reason why we can't do it. But there's always somebody in the world who's got more money, or is a little more busy, and is doing it. And those are inspirations to us. And those activities, all of the 613 mitzvot, whether it's Bein Adam L'Chavero, speaking ill of other people, or it's Bein Adam L'Makom, our relationship with God, let's say making brachot before we eat, they're all there to change us and to make the world a better place. And as I've tried to share throughout this whole 40-day challenge and the whole book, mitzvot are not just stuff that we do, but they deepen our connection to our fellow human being. They refine our personalities and our behavior and our relationship to God, whether it's at work or it's at home, or it's walking down the street. And I'm going to end the chat with this beautiful passage from the tractate in Yuma 86a in the Talmud. Fortunate is his father who taught him Torah. Fortunate is teacher who taught him Torah. That when someone exhibits these positive traits, and people are going to say that, they're going to like, oh, wow, he was raised beautifully. And when others see us acting in a good way, it adds, of course, a Kiddush Hashem to the world. On a deeper mystical level, we bring Hashem down to this world. We create a Dira B'Tachtonim, a residence for God in the spiritual realm. The mitzvah unlocks the positive energy, creating a more spiritual, suitable environment for Hashem's presence to be with us in the world. And so our 40 days of Torah study have come to a close, but our opportunity to bring the light of Torah into our world has just begun. I thank you all and give you all a huge yasher koach, rabbinic pat on the back for sticking it out this long. I want to thank all the sponsors, all the donors that made this possible. And we should all go mechayel chayel. We should all go from strength to strength. And I look forward to continue to learning with all of you on this chat.